Distant Mirror is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listener members like you. Become a member at WWFM.org. Thank you. Welcome to Distant Mirror. I'm your host, Alan Kelly. Each week at this time, a full hour of early music, music of the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Tonight, you'll hear the first Mass, that is the first complete Mass that we have any knowledge of, the Tournai Mass, performed by three Scandinavian ladies that call themselves the Trio Medieval. Then, lute music by 16th century Venetian composer Giovanni Maria de Cremer, with lutenist Christopher Wilson, and finally a suite composed by Henry VIII. Yes, that Henry VIII, who in addition to marrying and beheading wives, destroying monasteries and sacred relics, had time to write several good tunes, which you'll hear in a suite, Rose Without a Thorn, with the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble. We begin with the Tournai Mass. This Mass was the first complete Mass, that is, a complete ordinary of the Mass, from the Kyrie to the Agnus Dei, and beyond. Actually, there is an Ita Missa Est also in this Mass. Before the Tournai Mass, composers, or rather scribes, all anonymous, would write Mass movements, Kyries, Credos, Glorias, and so forth. And then when someone wished to perform a musical Mass, they would go here for a Kyrie, there for a Gloria, and so on. And then the next time a Mass was desired, back they'd go to pick a new set of movements. The Tournai Mass was the first time these movements became fixed. Each time it was performed, it was the same Kyrie, the same Gloria, and so forth. And again, each movement from a different composer. The movements of this Mass were rediscovered in the 19th century in the library of Tournai Cathedral. They are part of a 14th century manuscript. The Kyrie, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei seemed to predate the other three movements on stylistic grounds and were probably composed in the late 13th century. The Gloria Credo and Ita Missa Est show the freer rhythms and more advanced triadic harmony of the Ars Nova. In other words, the compiler of the manuscript drew together pieces which were stylistically divergent, reminding us that stylistic development doesn't run in a straight line that history books sometimes imply. 14th century singers were clearly happy with what today we might consider a bit of a stylistic mismatch. Hear now the Tournai Mass performed by the Trio Medieval.
No. Thank you.
And you've just heard the Trio Medieval perform the Tournai Mass, late 13th to mid-14th century, the first complete ordinary of the Mass to be composed, be it by several composers, all anonymous. It will be a few decades later that a complete ordinary of the Mass by a single composer would appear, and a composer that would be known by name, that being Guillaume Machaut. Next week, on Distant Mirror, you can hear Machaut's Notre Dame Mass. You're listening to Distant Mirror here on the Classical Network. I'm your host, Alan Kelly, and if you'd like to become a member of the Classical Network, it's so easy to do. You just go to our website, wwfm.org, hit donate/renew, and become a member, or renew your membership. Lute music next by 16th century Venetian composer Giovanni Maria di Crema. Very little biographical data survives. We do know that in 1546 and 1548, two books of music edited and composed by him were issued in Venice, and subsequently, some of his music found its way into printed sources in Germany and the Lowlands. We're going to hear lutenist Christopher Wilson perform at this time selections from the 1546 book Ricercare in Saltarelli, music by Giovanni Maria di Crema. Thank you. Ricercate and Saltarelli by Venetian composer Giovanni Maria di Crema, who flourished in the 1540s, a performance on lute by Christopher Wilson. And you're listening to Distant Mirror here on the Classical Network. I'm Alan Kelly, your host. Since I'm about to play music by Henry VIII, it's interesting to note that Giovanni Maria di Crema may be the same Juan Maria di Crema, a member of a sextet of Italian viol players who appeared at the court of Henry VIII in 1540. You never know. Henry VIII, king, politician, sportsman, lover, was also a gifted musician, in tune with his time, his pieces showing both the rhythmic vigor characteristic of the great composers of his age and a sensitivity to mood and poetry. The Suite Rose Without a Thorn comprises six pieces. It is to me a right great joy, pastime with good company, Adieu, Madame et ma maestrise, the instrumental dance Tandernachen, Departure is my chief pain, and Un vrai amour, and then the reprise, pastime with good company. Might be interesting to note that A Rose Without a Thorn was the name that Henry VIII gave to his greatest passion, Anne Boleyn. Hear now the Suite, Rose Without a Thorn, music of Henry VIII, the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we have concluded Distant Mirror this evening with music of Henry VIII, the sweet Rose Without a Thorn, performance of it there by the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble from their CD Music for the Courts of Europe. Thank you for listening to Distant Mirror, and help to support this program by becoming a member of the Classical Network at wwfm.org. Until next week, I've been your host, Alan Kelly. Salus et Vita.